Hi everyone, Anna Lee here. I am excited to tell you about what today's episode is about. So Angie and I have been talking about meditation as we do. And one of the things that we've discussed on our podcast and just offline is that one thing we've observed is that meditation sometimes is misinterpreted as being only a formal practice where someone sits on a meditation cushion and, you know, in silence kind of sits for an extended period of time to achieve a completely clear mind, control, focus, peace. And while that can be what meditation looks like, and certainly has its benefits, and both Angie and I have participated in that kind of meditation, but the reality of it is, for many of us, it's really hard to have that exact experience on a day-to-day basis and keep it going. It's hard to keep that practice up because of the busyness of our lives. We may have young children, we may have older children, we may have less control of our schedules right now, and knowing when those windows in our day will open up to take a moment of stillness. And so something we want to offer on our podcast is what we're calling mom meditations. And these can be for people that are not moms, but we're naming them that because we are moms, busy moms. And it is challenging for us to find that time. And so these type of meditations can be done on the go. And you can kind of think of it as that, a meditation on the go, and can be done in the car or on a walk or while you're doing the dishes or while you're in an airplane flying to your next post, or maybe as you lay down at night for bed or for a quick moment of stillness in the afternoon while your kids are around you. These are meant to be done anywhere and at any time, because again, it is hard to find that perfect moment. And for me in particular, maybe, I don't know if Angie can relate to this, but for me with young children, it's hard to find a moment without my kids either following me or finding me, even in the bathroom. You know, I see little toes and fingertips under the door. So these are meant to be able to do when your kids are around you or crawling on you. So I'm happy to turn the time over to Angie for a meditation that she once did for a class that I was attending of hers in Azerbaijan when we were neighbors at the time, and one that was really impactful for me, because what it has to do with is something that means a lot to me. And so I was really able to relate well with the visualization that she used. So enjoy. This is our first of mom meditations, and just know that we're with you on this. It doesn't have to look perfect. That's the whole point of these, is that you can do them at any point during your day and know that we're doing them with you. Enjoy.
Okay, let's begin to come into your body. Noticing the sounds around you. and allowing those sounds to exist and happen as you find stillness inside yourself. Closing your eyes and relaxing your face. Softening the muscles in your jaw. Taking a deep breath in. Filling your lungs and your belly. And as you exhale, allowing that release to melt through your shoulders. Settling yourself into a seated position. Allowing the world to exist around you. And drawing your awareness to your own body now. And as you're here today, see if you can create a little picture in your mind, imagining a mountain. Really seeing and experiencing the details of this mountain. Creating that scene in your mind. And then connecting your own body to this vision of the mountain by imagining the base of your spine and your legs where they meet the floor or the surface that you're resting on as the base of the mountain. See if you can sense the steady, vast support of the earth at the base of this mountain. That nothing can impact the connection between the earth and this mountain. Taking time to feel your breath moving through you. And sensing that focus on the base of the mountain. That unmoving support. And now zooming out again and picturing the whole mountain from a distance. Still imagining yourself as that mountain. And see if you can bring your awareness now to the top of the mountain. Imagine that peak of the mountain and all the scope and vision that that entails. Imagining this peak of the mountain and your own connection to the space in your body as that mountaintop, being the top of your head, the crown of your head. Maybe you can feel that strength and lift in your spine, your neck soft, slight tucking of the chin. And that connection between the peak of the mountain, that incredible scope of view, and that deep, deep connection at the base of the mountain. And as you imagine yourself as this mountain, as you hear the sounds of life happening around you, I wonder if you can picture time passing around this mountain as each day the sun rises and the shadows move on the mountain, as the wind blows, maybe leaves in the trees rustle on the mountain. Noticing that each day as the sun sets, again the shadows move in the other direction, over the mountain. And that this happens once more as the moon rises up in the sky. And the mountain is enveloped in moonlight with a view of the stars. And darkness. And this pattern continues, washing over the mountain of sunlight. And then moonlight spreading over the mountain each evening. Just the way that the life happens around you, around your body each day, these patterns happen. And we can imagine weather changing, for this mountain, picturing the different seasons and the changes that happen when flowers bloom, or when the sun beats down and everything heats up. When rainstorms come over and the skies turn gray around the mountain, perhaps thunder and lightning, through all of these changes happening around the mountain remains unchanged. Just as our life happening around us, maybe the laughter and the tears of our children, the bustle of our life happens and we remain ourselves. taking a few moments to breathe into your own space as this sturdy known entity. Knowing that you can be just who you are. This most solid connection of being your own mountain. And while you're here, notice if you're able to find this stillness. Maybe even while adjusting your positioning. Not that it has to be a physical stillness, but that there is this opportunity for stillness inside of you. In the middle of our day. Remembering that we have this opportunity to connect to our breath, to our own stillness. To our own mountainous presence. As a mother in this world of family. Remembering that we can be this mountain as the storms and the changes and the beauty happens in our lives. We can remain whole, steady, aware. And now that you've had this opportunity to connect with this stillness, deciding how you can bring this stillness and this solidity into your day with you or into the next day. If you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes, maybe gently begin to move your fingers. Maybe allow that smile to spread across your face, bringing yourself back in to the room where you are, to the space where things are happening around you. And keeping a sense of this connection and your own majestic ability to love, accept, and find peace within you and to share that with those around you.